Every Friday for the past few decades, Iraqi artists and intellectuals have gathered for the Booksellers Lane. This has become something of an institution and gives a chance for folks to get together to discuss the latest in arts, culture, and other activities. It's quite a fascinating scene in the center of Baghdad, a long lane in which booksellers set out particular books to sell. And this is obviously a very good indication of what's going on with the middle class here in Baghdad, which has been decimated by economic sanctions. As a result, many Iraqi middle class folks are put in a position of being forced to sell items like book collections in order to be able to survive. And as we walk along, you can see all kinds of selections of books, including English and Arabic language novels, textbooks, old medical journals. And this is also an indication of the shortage of books. In talking to a few people in the Booksellers Lane, we found out, for example, that modern medical journals are not readily available, in fact, not available at all. In addition, English language novels are very hard to come by, and as we looked at some of the English language novels in place, there were $5 for a novel in relatively poor condition. On the other hand, school textbooks are free within the system, and that bodes well for the education system, so they're definitely trying to shore things up as best they can. Canvas is not that widely available at all for artists who wish to pursue painting. And with the sanctions and the lack of resources, artists are put in a very precarious situation in terms of continuing their work. And many of them have to pursue translations as a means to try to make a living. In addition, the economic situation has led to something of a brain drain where artists and other intellectuals are sometimes put in a position of having to try to leave the country and go elsewhere. So all in all, it's a tenuous situation for arts, but nonetheless, Baghdad is a thriving city, and as we saw this afternoon, we attended the Shah Bender Cafe, which is a wonderful institution here in Baghdad where artists and intellectuals can gather and discuss, get into rich discussions. And we had a chance to talk to several artists at the cafe, and they were quite wonderful people and great to talk to. As well, we attended a Makam music event this evening, and it's quite a lively event with some great classical music being played there, semi-classical music. So I'm going to turn it now over to Lisa.
Hi, this is Lisa. As war comes closer and closer, emotions run higher and unpredictable sometimes. Every time we meet someone, learn something new, have a glimpse into someone's life, a glimpse of this beautiful city that obviously once was great. We're also fed statistics of the foreseen damage and the humanitarian catastrophe ahead. The water shortage, sanitation problems, health consequences. We're here and we can see it coming. And what can we do? They are here and they know, and nobody wants this war to happen. Tomorrow we're having a class with Ted, the Vietnam War vet-turned poet who took us to the book bazaar this morning. The morning's class is about basic survival preparedness for war. Beside our hotel, a well is being dug to prepare for what's coming. This is Lisa signing off. Bye.
And I forgot to play the music. This is an example of what we heard this evening, the wonderful Makam event in downtown Baghdad. Okie dokie, that's it.